The science is unequivocal. We find ourselves at a critical juncture in history. At this hinge of history, we need prophets who, however uncomfortable it makes people, speak truth and articulate our dire situation with clarity. They speak not only to the head, but to the heart. Our planet is now 1.2 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial times, and the consequences are becoming increasingly evident. From heightened instances of floods and wildfires, to unprecedented weather events, we're already witnessing the grim reality of a changing climate. At this hinge of history, we need prophets who articulate truth in a culture of denial. They are not fortune tellers who speak precisely about future events, but they foretell and speak urgently about the speed and direction of travel. The question that looms large is not whether catastrophe awaits us, but rather how severe it will be. Alarming projections suggest we could surpass the 1.5 degree mark in the next few years, and we are on a current trajectory to reach a catastrophic 2.7 degrees by the end of this century, ushering in a world marred by mass starvation, mass migration, and societal collapse. At this hinge of history, we need prophets who speak to power, who speak truth to power for the sake of the powerless. The prophets speak. They cannot be complicit by silence, nor be deaf to the cries of the poor and the groaning of the earth. What we must emphasize is that this description of possible futures is not confined to the fringes of speculative scientific thought, but is rooted firmly within the mainstream consensus view. At the hinge of history, the prophet seeks to speak through the fog of soft denial, to stir imaginations so that a new world becomes possible. They do not peddle hopium that distracts from reality, but enact the hope found in reality and repentance. Amidst this grim backdrop, scientists are unequivocal in their message. We must take swift and decisive action to significantly reduce global fossil fuel emissions. This is the only way to avert the worst case scenarios. However, the odds are stacked against us due to elite power and politics, showing that what is needed to avoid the worst case scenario is a social and economic revolution. A small fraction of the global population, driven by the desire to maintain their wealth, power, and the status quo, appears to be pushing us closer to the precipice of climate breakdown, seemingly indifferent to the plight of the many who will suffer. At this hinge of history, we need prophets who challenge the status quo and encourage others to resist the beast of unrestrained capitalism. The prophet requires courage, as she will speak to those corrupted by power, to those who have a vested interest in silencing those who challenge the status quo. The future is open. It is not fixed. What is certain is that fossil fuel, high consumerism, civilization is finished. The question is, how will it end? Will it end through collapse? Or will it end because the world manages to transform quickly and realign itself with something more in line with a livable future. The prophet seeks to awaken the community. She may not have all the answers, but out of love for justice and loyalty to God, she must articulate reality and urge repentance and recalibration. The prophet's message is a challenge to the economic and political elite, but she cannot be silenced. She will speak.
Praise be to you, Father of creation, God of justice, who in various and diverse ways raised up prophets, who gave voice to a new reality, who spoke truth in a culture of denial, who enacted hope in a culture of despair. Praise be to you, Father of creation, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have spoken definitely and decisively in the God-man Jesus Christ. He walked this earth proclaiming and demonstrating the kingdom of God. And in his death, he dealt the death blow to death itself. In his resurrection, he reigns and rules victorious and offers hope for the individual, the church, the nations, and the world. Father of creation, God of justice, our world is in peril. The boat of humanity is cast adrift upon the storms of exploitation and extinction. Many are in denial. Many are in despair. Lord, have mercy. Humanity faces an existential threat. What have we done? Lord, have mercy. Humanity has pillaged and plundered your good creation. What have we done? Lord, have mercy. Humanity faces difficult decades as a consequence of our ecological violence. What have we done? Lord, have mercy. And so, with sad hearts and tears in our eyes, we look to you, Father of creation, recognizing that you have spoken and revealed yourself most clearly in your Son. Father of creation, God of justice, touch our lips, cleanse our hearts, that your church may once again be a prophetic community, that in our darkest hour we, like your Son, would be a servant community, which moves and acts with self-giving sacrificial love, that in our darkest hour we, like your Son, would be a light to the nations and work for the reconciliation of all things. May we, like the prophets of old, speak truth to a culture of denial. May we, like the prophets of old, enact hope in a culture of despair. Help us to tell stories, sing songs, love and be loved, tend and keep, guard and protect, stand up and speak out and live in such a way that we would provide fresh imagination and hope, which can overcome the myths and ideologies that have brought us to what seems like the point of no return. Father of creation, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, invigorate us afresh by your Spirit with the hope of the God-man Jesus. Let us be conformed to his image and likeness, that we may proclaim and demonstrate the kingdom of God. In his death, the death blow has been dealt to death itself. So let us be filled with self-giving sacrificial love that reaches out with resurrection hope to a dying and exiled world. inspire hope in us, our churches and the world, until that day when all tears are wiped from our eyes. Praise be to you, God of creation, God of justice, and praise be to your Son who rules and reigns with self-giving, sacrificial love. To you be all praise, honour and glory. Amen. Amen.